For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. One of Arkansas State University's heritage sites, the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center in Piggott, will host the World War I Reading Retreat the weekend of September 7th and 8th. KASU's Marty Scarborough spoke with Director Adam Long, the director of the facility, getting details about what a reading retreat is. But first, they discuss the overall mission and purpose of the museum and educational center.
We are we're one of Arkansas State University's heritage sites located up in Piggott, Arkansas. And we have preserved the historic home of the Pfeiffer family, who were prominent Clay County residents, and then the barn studio that they put in for their son-in-law, Ernest Hemingway, and that's where he wrote portions of A Farewell to Arms and some of his short stories and such there in Piggott. So we are a museum open to the public for tours and other educational opportunities, and then we also serve as sort of a lab for ASU's Heritage Studies PhD students.
Well, you're planning a reading retreat for September 7th and 8th. What exactly is a reading retreat?
Well, we have for the reading retreat. If you want to participate in the whole retreat, you can register now, and then we send you books in the mail that are included with your cost of registration. You can read those books just like you would for a book club or something like that, and then we get together for one weekend and do special activities with the. We talk about the books and do special activities with them. And then we also that evening we do have some activities that are open to the public, connected to the books, but even for those who haven't done the book club part of it, it would be open for everyone, even if you haven't read the books.
Well, what are the books that you're going to be sending out to participants, and do they have a common theme?
Yes, they do. So this fall, we'll commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, and so we are focusing on World War I for this retreat, and specifically on Ernest Hemingway's service in World War I. He was an ambulance driver in Italy and was injured while delivering supplies to the front, and a recent biographer has written a book called The Ambulance Drivers, which is about Ernest's time in driving ambulances and also his injury and such, and compared it with some other authors who were also ambulance drivers in World War I, John Dos Passos and E. Cummings. So we are reading the ambulance drivers, reading Dos Passos's famous World War I book, Three Soldiers, looking at E. Cummings' memoir, and then we're going to watch the film, A Farewell to Arms. So we get the three authors and their stories of World War I and of ambulance drivers, and then the history with it.
I'm speaking with Dr. Adam Long. He's the director of the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center in Piggott. They're having a reading retreat September 7th and 8th to discuss the books that he just mentioned. And you mentioned that Ernest Hemingway wrote part of A Farewell to Arms while he was living there in Piggott, and that was a book that was also inspired by, took place during World War I, correct?
Yes, that's correct, and is partially inspired by his own time in World War I. Though it's fiction, it builds on those experiences, but it's not a memoir of exactly what happened to him. But in the novel, an American ambulance driver is injured and then recovers in a hospital in Milan and falls in love with his nurse, Catherine Barkley. And I won't spoil the ending, but it's the story of their relationship. And Ernest was injured as an ambulance driver and recovered in Milan. And he didn't have a long relationship with his nurse, but he did at least seem a little bit stricken with her.
Well, that book was made into a movie on multiple occasions, and I understand that you've got a special event where you'll be showing one of those film adaptations as part of the reading retreat.
Yes, so the night of the reading retreat, we are going to be recreating the world premiere of the 1932 adaptation of A Farewell to Arms, which starred Gary Cooper and Helen Hayes. It was the first adaptation. There have been later ones. There was one with Rock Hudson that's pretty well known, too. But in 1932, the world premiere for the film was held in New York and in Piggott. Hemingway was in town in Piggott for the Piggott premiere, though he ended up not going to it. He had a little bit of a argument with the director and ended up not going to the premiere. But the building that was the theater where that premiered is now a restaurant in Piggott, and they've agreed to set the building back up as a theater, and we're going to bring in period refreshments and such, and kind of recreate that world premiere for the evening.
I was doing a little research about that 1930s version of the film, and you mentioned that Hemingway had an argument with the director. I was reading that Hemingway was not very pleased with the adaptation of his book into that first film. Is that correct?
Well, he certainly wasn't at first. But from what I understand, there were multiple endings filmed, and Hemingway was okay with the one that they finally went with. But he very much objected to some of the alternatives that didn't make it to screen that he thought were going to. It was very early on, a very early Hays Code film where they had to restrict violence and romantic scenes and such in a way that it changes the ending of the novel quite a bit. The book does not have a particularly happy ending, but the movie does. In a way that's surprising if you've only read the book.
Well, that seems to be a common theme that's been happening in Hollywood for decades, how novelists weren't happy with the way in which their films were adapted for the screen. My guest is Dr. Adam Long. He's director of the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center in Piggott, and they're hosting the World War I Reading Retreat September 7th and 8th. And I understand that you've got a special guest speaker who's coming in to participate on that, who's got some special expertise about Hemingway's time that he spent in Kansas City. Tell us about that special guest you'll be hosting that weekend.
Yeah, so it'll be Steve Paul, who has written Hemingway at 18, which explores Hemingway during his 18th year. Steve is recently retired from the Kansas City Star. And Ernest, right after he left high school, his uncle lived in Kansas City. And so his first job out of high school for roughly 6 months since he was a Cub reporter for the Star. So that's Steve's connection to the project. And so his book covers those 6 months in Kansas City, and then also while he was in Kansas City is when Ernest is recruited to join the ambulance corps in World War I, and then goes off to Italy, and he's injured a week or so before his 19th birthday. So it's a very formative year for Ernest, and his reporter work in Kansas City is a very interesting time there as well, with coverage of what's going on in Europe for the war, and then also coverage of a ambulance strike at the General Hospital in Kansas City, which all kind of ties into this story of how he got involved in the ambulance corps. So Steve will be coming in the afternoon to read from his book and to sign copies, and then we'll be doing a heavy hors d'oeuvre type dinner, and then going on to the movie premiere, the recreation of that 1932 movie premiere. So it is set up where those who join us all weekend and read all of the books will be at these events. But if you're interested, you can also just come starting in the evening and listen to Steve's presentation and eat with us and watch the movie.
Now, was someone needing to register if they want to participate in any aspect of the reading retreat that weekend?
Yes, we do need folks to register so that we can plan for food, and then those wanting to participate in the whole weekend, the sooner they can register, the sooner we can get the books to them so they have a chance to read them. Registration for the full weekend, which includes the books, is $100, and then it's $35 for the evening activities, which is the movie premiere, dinner, and Steve's presentation.
And my last question for you, we've given our listeners a lot of details. If they've missed anything, is there somewhere they can go online to find out more information about the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center, and in particular, the upcoming reading retreat?
Sure. We are at hemingway.astate.edu, and that's Hemingway with one M. That's for general information for the museum, and then you can click the events tab to get more information about the retreat.
And with the centennial of World War I coming up this fall, are there other activities that you have planned there at the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center to mark that occasion?
Well, I'd just like to say that we have a series of events happening this fall commemorating the end of World War I, and I know that other groups in the community will be doing that, especially as we get close to the date, November 11th, which was the armistice. So it's a very worthwhile to learn something about, and I think World War I, well, we just don't hear as much about as we do World War II and the Civil War and some other conflicts. So I'd encourage everyone, if you can join us, to get involved with some sort of programming with World War I to commemorate the centennial.
Dr. Adam Long is the director of the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum and Educational Center in Piggott, one of Arkansas State University's heritage sites. Registration is now underway for the World War I Reading Retreat that will be held at the facility September 7th and 8th. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.